Process types. Once the product offerings are determined by sales and marketing based on the firm's strategic and business planning, then production must identify which processes are going to be employed to create each product and or product line. Exhibit 1-73 shows the manufacturing process types. Exhibit 1-73, manufacturing process types. Each manufacturing system aligns the choice of production process with the product being manufactured. Each process type fits the nature of the product, the complexity of its inputs like the number of parts on the vertical axis, the rate of production on the horizontal axis, and the variety and volume of outputs, ranging from high to low, and is associated with certain master planning actions. Project process type. Buildings, ships, aircraft, and other large complex deliverables are produced using project manufacturing. Whenever the product is primarily made at one site is unique and has a deadline for completion, project management techniques are recommended. Project management and a key project management tool for scheduling called a Gantt chart are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Project management, the use of skills and knowledge in coordinating the organizing, planning, scheduling, directing, controlling, monitoring, and evaluating of prescribed activities to ensure that the stated objectives of a project, manufactured good, or service are achieved. Gantt chart, the earliest and best-known type of planning and control chart. It is especially designed to show graphically the relationship between planned performance and actual performance over time. The Gantt chart is named after its originator, Henry L. Gantt, and is used for 1. Machine loading, in which 1 horizontal line is used to represent capacity and another to represent load against that capacity, or 2. Monitoring job progress, in which 1 horizontal line represents the production schedule and another parallel line represents the actual progress of the job against the schedule in time. Exhibit 1-74, Gantt chart. Project management has 2 key elements that differentiate it from normal operations. It is time delimited and it produces unique deliverables. All projects need an end date, and specialized teams form for the express purpose of completing projects. The deliverables are unique, meaning that they require custom designs and, in the case of buildings, need to be adapted to their environment. Project management can efficiently manage costs and schedules by ensuring that the project manager controls the scope, what will and will not be done. Intermittent process types. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines intermittent production as a form of manufacturing in which the jobs pass through the functional departments in lots and each lot may have a different routing. Intermittent process types are useful when there are many product design variants that have different process requirements and therefore have unbalanced workflows between work centers. Both equipment and workers need to be flexible enough to perform this varied type of work. In other words, general purpose equipment is often needed instead of specialized units. Order quantities are also typically variable, meaning that some job runs will be longer than others. The time from when an order starts work to when it is complete is often very long, and this combination of unbalanced workflows, different sized orders, and long throughput times typically makes scheduling production, called production activity control, an inventory control complex. It is difficult to schedule equipment capacities, and bottlenecks can form in different places. Issues with scheduling or capacity control result in a high amount of work and process inventory. These processes typically require longer lead times, in part because of extensive material handling. Benefits include the flexibility to change order quantities or orders quickly and the relative ease of introducing new products. Intermittent processes might use fixed position, functional, or cellular layouts. 2 types of intermittent manufacturing are work center and batch. Work center. The work center process type, also called job shop or intermittent manufacturing, is organized around similar processes and usually involves smaller lots or batches. Work centers are production areas that are grouped by function, such as all lays in one area and all sanding in a different work area. Products are routed between work centers in odd patterns depending on what process needs to be done next. The emphasis in planning is to have fast changeovers with skilled, flexible labor. Batch. The batch process type, also called batch flow or lot manufacturing, is a version of intermittent manufacturing for higher production volume. Lots or batches are larger and the flow between the chain of activities is optimized to minimize distances traveled between workstations. The emphasis in planning is to have longer production runs and fewer changeovers. Flow process types. Manufacturing items with relatively high volumes and low variety tends to lend itself to flow manufacturing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines flow terminology as follows. Flow processing. In process systems development, work flows from one workstation to another at a nearly constant rate and with no delays. When producing discrete geometric units, the process is called repetitive manufacturing. When producing non-geometric units over time, the process is called continuous manufacturing. A physical chemical reaction takes place in the continuous flow process, flow shop, a form of manufacturing organization in which machines and operators handle a standard, usually uninterrupted material flow. The operators generally perform the same operations for each production run. A flow shop is often referred to as a mass production shop or is said to have a continuous manufacturing layout. The plant layout, arrangement of machines, benches, assembly lines, etc., is designed to facilitate a product flow. Some process industries, chemicals, oil, paint, etc., are extreme examples of flow shops. Each product, though variable in material specifications, uses the same flow pattern through the shop. Production is set at a given rate, and the products are generally manufactured in bulk. Flow manufacturing has standardized products. Work centers are arranged in the sequence in which they will be used, so the product flows directly from work center to work center. The time it takes to move between work centers is the same by design, so processing is constant. The equipment used is more specialized, allowing higher volumes but less variety to be produced. The equipment is usually designed to make only specific products, and new products typically require new equipment. The capacity of the line is fixed and difficult to alter. The material flow between workstations is often automated, meaning that work in process, WIP, inventory is low and very predictable, as are throughput times. The low amount of WIP inventory means that lead times are short. This makes production activity control and inventory management straightforward. These processes can make only a limited range of products, but the process generates large economies of scale. A family of products that can be produced on a given line or a continuous flow needs to be in high enough demand to justify the large capital investment. Often organizations can reduce labor costs to compensate for the much larger capital expense. Flow processes use a product-based layout. Two types of flow processes include line and continuous. Line. The line process type, also called repetitive flow or line flow, is used when the products being produced are discrete units like cans of soda or cars. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines some related terms as follows. Discrete manufacturing. The production of distinct items such as automobiles, appliances, or computers. Repetitive manufacturing. The repeated production of the same discrete products or families of products. Repetitive methodology minimizes setups, inventory, and manufacturing lead times by using production lines, assembly lines, or cells. Work orders are no longer necessary. Production scheduling and control are based on production rates. Products may be standard or assembled from modules. Repetitiveness is not a function of speed or volume. Assembly line, an assembly process in which equipment and work centers are laid out to follow the sequence in which raw materials and parts are assembled. Production line, a series of pieces of equipment dedicated to the manufacture of a specific number of products or families. Note that there is also a flow process type called batch flow, which starts out in large batches of material that are transformed into discrete end items, such as a batch of candy that starts in liquid form and ends as distinct items. This differs from the intermittent batch process type in that it is a flow process. Continuous. The continuous process type, also called continuous flow, is used when the products being produced are liquids, liquid metals as in a foundry, or bulk solids like flour or pet food. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines continuous production as follows. A production system in which the productive equipment is organized and sequenced according to the steps involved to produce the product. This term denotes that material flow is continuous during the production process. The routing of the jobs is fixed and setups are seldom changed. Process type summary. Here is a summary of the process types. Project manufacturing process. Project management works to minimize the lead time and costs for integrating a high number of parts and has a very low production rate slash volume and high variety, for example, in designing and building a stadium. Work center manufacturing process. Products are made to order for customers, resulting in a medium to high number of parts, a low to medium production rate, low volume, and high variety, for example, in manufacturing tools and dies. Batch manufacturing. Products are either made to order or assembled to order with a medium number of parts, medium to high volume, low to medium variety, and a medium to high production rate, for example, in manufacturing seasonal fashion clothing. Line manufacturing process. Discrete parts move through the same sequence of operations at a controlled rate, assembly rate, for a narrow range of standard or highly similar items. Production volumes are high and production and material handling equipment is specialized, with a low to medium number of parts, a high production rate, high volume, and low variety, for example, with packaged foods. Continuous manufacturing process. Continuous processes involve few parts, high volume, low to medium variety, and a high rate of production of non-discrete make-to-stock units, for example, oil and gas. Production flow rates may be tied to demand forecasts or are fixed to maximize capacity utilization and economies of scale. Exhibit 1-75 provides a summary of the key differences between process types. It should be evident how a continuous production process differs from a line, also called repetitive production process. In a line production process, the flow consists of discrete units on a line. In continuous production, the typical flow consists of non-discrete products. Material issues and scrap cannot be reported against particular orders, but might be reported against different batches if the same equipment is used for different non-discrete end product types, for example, different varieties of bleach.